Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies joins us this morning from beautiful downtown Cleveland. What's going on in Cleveland?
I'm here for a training, actually, on financial work and pre-apprenticeship program. So learning a little bit about what's being done in other states, in other cities across our across the country, and what we might be able to pull back for cities like Jackson, itself. Some interesting stuff, and I know that Councilwoman Sullivan has already been working on some things here locally with regards to pre-apprenticeships and some of the work that they do in communities like Detroit and Kalamazoo and Battle Creek. So we're looking forward to what we might be able to bring here to Jackson.
I was hoping you were the new manager of the Cleveland Indians so we could get some tickets.
Nope.
Not the case.
This year on work business, Greg.
Hey, the new leaf picker-upper has made it into town?
Yeah, so the first one rolled in earlier this week, and yesterday it was out on Brown Street sucking up leaves, and we did a little video of what that looks like. It looks like it's moving slow, but we wanted to make sure that we got good video for it, and obviously it's going to move faster when there's less snow on the ground. So if we get a good thaw, we'll be sucking up leaves a lot faster, kind of much earlier winter we had expected this year. But it's out there, it's sucking it up. What people are going to see is that machine probably move through and collect a lot of the leaves that are in the gutter pans in the streets. So if you see it kind of moving down your street and missing some of the stuff in the parkway, it will be coming back. It arrived. I'm not sure what the schedule is for the trucks. Those are going to be, I think, arriving sometime early next year. But we're going to have those two tow-behinds work in the streets. They're going to move from Brown Street on the far west side of the city, south of Michigan Ave, west to east, and then they'll hop above Michigan Ave and move east to west. So we'll keep picking up leaves and keep picking them up when we can, when the weather permits, and if we have to go into later spring pickup, we'll do that, and I think it'll make for a lot cleaner street at the end of the game.
Well, it looks like all the snow and ice will be gone today. We're up to 50 degrees, so that probably helps the cause, I guess.
Should help. Yep. So you know, it's been thawing and slowly getting better. And even if you look at the video, even with a little bit of snow, those machines, you know, have enough suction power to suck all that snow up. And that machine also grinds it up, and you know, we'll be composting that up at the wastewater treatment plant. So, again, I think it's something that the public wanted, we'll be able to hopefully make some good compost out of it too, which is something that I've heard from a lot of people who wanted us to move back to some sort of a in-house curbside leaf pickup program.
Well, a new friendlier website.
Yeah, we also rolled out a new friendlier website. One of the things that Aaron Dimmick has been working on that we realized going through some of our past contracts is that we had gotten the opportunity to do a complete overhaul of the city website, redesign of the city website, and so this one is a lot more mobile friendly, a lot more user friendly. It focuses on some of the more desirable things that people are looking for out of City Hall when they hit our website, and it makes the report of concern feature a lot more user-friendly, and the way that some of those issues are grouped will now be able to send, instead of just sending directly to a couple of staffers at City Hall who would be responsible for kind of sending those to an appropriate staffer. Now the website sends those directly to those individuals that are responsible for those issues. So I think it'll make for a lot quicker process on the back end of receiving those sorts of concerns and getting them resolved. And, you know, we'll continue to chip away at it. I'd still like to see us get to some sort of management system where the reported concerns are kind of displayed right on there so that people can see if a pothole or a down tree or something like that has already been reported. So we're not getting multiple reports and people have that sort of transparency to see that the city is actually taking care of things that that get reported on time as well. So we'll continue to work on that and see what we can do. But, you know, the new website looks great. I think it adds some functionality and the mobile friendliness, I think, is important, too, as we all kind of get onto our cell phones and, you know, use those a lot more in our everyday life.
Well, I like the resident helpline where you can call in or text in, I guess, any concerns you might have.
Yep. We got the, I don't have the number offhand, but it's posted at the end of the video on our website. And you can call or text that, and you know, people will be back in touch. And overall, I think, you know, we're trying to expand the service and make it easier for people to get their concerns reported and have someone follow up with them. And even we've brought the mayor and city council members to the front of the page so that people can more easily contact their local representative and either talk about some of the issues that they're facing, report some of those concerns, or just engage in some of the civic discourse that we've been having around, you know, some of the issues that confront us at city council meetings. So I think it's a great platform, another great step. You know, kudos to Aaron and everyone else who helped work on that over the past couple of months and made that possible.
Well, about 2 weeks out from the, what do you call it, swearing-in ceremony or swearing-at ceremony?
I think they'll probably, at that one, they'll probably be more swearing-in than swearing-at, hopefully. we're not really conducting too much business, but, you know, there's critics will be critics, and, you know, we got a reliable fan base out there. So, December 3rd is coming up. You know, we have the last meeting coming up here on next week on the 26th, which will be the last meeting for Colleen Sullivan and Craig Pappen. So I think there'll be some long goodbyes. You know, they've done great work for the city, and I've thoroughly enjoyed, you know, my time spent with both of them. And then, yeah, the December 3rd is the swearing-in. Some invites have gone out across the city, but it's usually, you know, a lot of people come out for that swearing-in, people that have worked on those individual campaigns, you know, their family members, close friends, co-workers come out on December 3rd and see the installation of the new council, and we set the meeting dates for next year. I'm excited to work with both, you know, work with Laura again and be able to actually work with Will again. You know, I worked with him when he was working for the city. So, you know, it'll be exciting to see what we can accomplish together.
So a special meeting coming up to interview candidates for the city attorney, right?
Yeah, we got a special meeting coming up here on Monday the 25th. To do, I think it starts at 5:30.
That's open to the public, right, Derek?
Oh, yeah, open to the public. We're going to interview, continue forward with the process that we started when we hired the search firm. They concluded their search, bundled everything together, and I think it's important for those that have applied to be able to move forward with that process, so that we're not having to restart it over again, search for more candidates. I think we got some good ones, and that will all be in front of the public for their view as we ask them, you know, questions. And you know, come Monday, people will be able to sit there and listen to the interviews, similar to what we have done in the past. And we'll have some questions, and council will be able to. Mm-hmm. We have some prepared questions. Council will be able to ask them more questions, and the public will be able to see, you know, what their answers are and what kind of city attorney we're looking to bring here into the city.
Yeah, I think you told me previously, but is it four candidates you're going to?
Yeah, so we have four candidates.
Okay.
You know, all of them are, I believe all of them are coming unless I'm mistaken or something's happened the last couple of days, but mm-hmm. They're all scheduled for about 45 minutes of the interview, about a 15-minute break in between each, and so that's why we're starting a little bit earlier at 5:30 to kind of get through each of those. And then, you know, council will, it'll be the purview of council whether they want to make an offer or take some more time to make some decisions. So, you know, I would expect that, more, you know, people from the community will turn out to that meeting to listen to that. You know, I would assume that some of the new council members will also come to those interviews, and you know, hopefully we'll be able to move forward with that process so we don't have to start back over. And you know, there's a lot of work that needs to get done in the city attorney's office. You know, Bethany did a whole heck of a lot of work, and you know, looking forward to being able to get Derek, someone new in there that can hit the ground running.
Yeah, Derek, does the city have to be careful with the contract offered here, knowing I can think of a couple cases in the past. I think the city has been burnt by city attorneys.
Yeah, so I think, you know, we'll be careful as we are about any contracts that are offered. You know, I think that's going to be, you know, typically we do have our city attorney go through those. So since it is a city attorney's contract, we'll probably have some outside legal counsel or some of our internal staff attorneys work on that. But, you know, typically in those sorts of situations, we'll involve some other legal counsel to make sure that we're we have a good contract that holds and is fair for both the applicant and the taxpayer. So I'm excited to see what comes up on Monday, and you know, what sort of decisions we can make to get the ball rolling on that, and you know, kind of align ourselves to hit the ground running in the new year.
Do you see some good candidates? You must know who's coming.
Yeah, I did. You know, some of them have you know, fantastic resumes, you know, we'll see more how they, you know, how they interview. I think, you know, the legal expertise is one thing, but being able to you know, work in a city like Jackson, work with the council that we have, you know, and bring some new skills and new areas of expertise. You know, Jackson is a unique city. I think we definitely share some of the challenges with other communities, but we have some unique challenges of our own and unique issues that we're working on and working through right now. So I think that, you know, the council is going to be hopefully looking to get some clarity on the individual's expertise in those areas and what they can bring to the table.
So we'll probably see you in the Christmas parade.
Yeah, I'll be downtown in the Christmas parade this year. We've already got our Christmas tree up. I know it's a little bit early, and we've started to watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which, by the way, I'm showing again December 6th at the Michigan Theater. It's a Bruins brew in view. So
wow,
come down and watch Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation at the Michigan Theater, and have a beer with the mayor. But this is the first year actually that my daughter is three now, so she's aware of Santa. And knows that, you know, Santa's going to be coming, and if she's nice, so she's, she's really excited about that and excited to, you know, get some presents from Santa this year. So
good deal. That'll be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, we'll see you.
Hey, thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.
From beautiful downtown. Hey, did you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
not yet. Nope.
You got to get over there, brother. Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies.